English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. C'est un officier des douanes qui va bientôt à la retraite. Pendant des années, il a vu un homme traverser la frontière à bicyclette, un grand sac derrière lui. Perplexe, il veut percer le mystère du grand sac à l'arrière du vélo. Écoutons leur conversation. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. L'officier des douanes voulait savoir ce que l'homme à la bicyclette cachait dans le gros sac. 2. L'homme à la bicyclette trafiquait les marchandises contenues dans le grand sac. Vous allez ensuite répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Qu'est-ce que l'homme à la bicyclette transportait dans le gros sac? 2. Que trafiquait-il en réalité? 3. Pourquoi les achetait-il à Bantuka? Vous apprendrez enfin comment utiliser en anglais le present perfect.
Stop, old man. Get down off your bicycle.
Hello again, officer.
I have seen you crossing this border for years.
And I've seen you standing at the border, stopping me every time and asking me to get down for years.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Bantuka. I have relatives on the other side of the border.
What is in the big bag today?
I bought some presents for my people, plus some newspapers, some old gloves, old shoes.
Every time I have checked inside the big bag, you carry on your bicycle. Every time, nothing.
And every time, I haven't given you the same answer.
Is that the truth? You're not smuggling anything?
Of course it's the truth. I'm not smuggling anything in my bag.
Come on, old man. I just know you're a smuggler. I'm about to retire. Can you please tell me the whole truth?
You really haven't noticed yet?
No. What have you been smuggling all this time?
Bicycles. They are cheaper in Bantuka. I cross the border with an old bicycle, buy a new one in Bantuka, and ride it back to the big city to sell it there.
Ya Allah, how could I not notice that?
Easy. You only notice the big bag.
Sorry, old man. Now I know your smuggling strategy. Give me the bicycle.
No, I'm sorry, officer. This is my old bicycle.
Vous avez entendu l'officier des douanes et le vieil homme. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. L'officier des douanes voulait savoir ce que l'homme à la bicyclette cachait dans le gros sac. L'énoncé 2 est faux. L'homme à la bicyclette trafiquait les marchandises contenues dans le grand sac. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce que l'homme à la bicyclette transportait dans le gros sac? Des cadeaux, des journaux, de vieux habits et de vieilles chaussures. 2. Que trafiquait-il en réalité? Des bicyclettes. 3. Pourquoi les achetait-il à Bantuka? Parce qu'elles coûtent moins cher à Bantuka. Écoutez et répétez ces phrases que vous avez entendues dans la conversation.
I have seen you crossing this border for years.
I've seen you standing at the border.
I have checked inside the big bag.
I bought some presents.
Ces phrases sont au present perfect. Elles expriment des actions passées qui ont un lien avec le présent. On forme le present perfect en conjuguant l'auxiliaire to have au présent suivi du participe passé du verbe. Voilà d'autres exemples. He has caught the old man. The villagers have sold bicycles. We haven't heard the music. Vous avez suivi la conversation entre l'officier des douanes et le vieil homme. Vous avez découvert le mystère du grand sac, ou plutôt celui de la bicyclette. Et vous savez utiliser le present perfect, n'est-ce pas? Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
E-mail.
Vous allez entendre l'expression email, qui signifie electronic mail, courrier électronique. Email. Et répétez. Repeat. Email. Une phrase utile quand il s'agit de email. To check the email. Jeter un coup d'œil sur le courrier électronique. Le vérifier. To check. Le regarder. To check the email. To open your email, l'ouvrir. Let's check our email.
Let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago.
Jetons un coup d'œil sur notre courrier électronique. Si vous n'avez pas une adresse électronique chez vous, il est fort possible que vous avez accès à cette boîte aux lettres sur un site comme Yahoo ou Hotmail et que vous allez vérifier votre adresse email régulièrement lorsque vous vous rendez à un cyber café, à un cybercafé. Have you checked your email? Avez-vous vérifié votre courrier électronique? You have an email from your friend. Vous avez une lettre électronique d'un ami. Écoutez la conversation qui suit dans un bureau.
Good morning, Max. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
Vous avez entendu la façon dont on se dit bonjour le matin dans un bureau. Good morning, Max. Bonjour, Max. How are you today? Comment allez-vous aujourd'hui? Ou bien, comment vas-tu aujourd'hui? Fine, thank you. Bien, merci. And you? Et vous? Et toi? Just fine. Bien. Just fine. C'est littéralement tout simplement bien. Écoutez le reste de la conversation. Listen.
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Une autre façon de demander à quelqu'un d'où il vient ou d'où elle vient, quand on a l'impression d'être presque sûr de l'origine d'une personne, c'est de dire « Do you come from Dakar ?» Vous venez, tu viens de Dakar ? En fait, on s'attend alors à une confirmation et vous pouvez répondre positivement « Yes, I do » ou bien négativement « No, I do not » en contraction « No, I don't ». I come from Guinea. I don't come from Dakar. Répétez après moi. Do you come from Gabon? No, I don't. I come from Congo. Écoutez, listen. Écoutez, Kathy.
Do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Et quand on n'a aucune idée d'où vient une personne, on demande la question générale. Where do you come from? D'où venez-vous? D'où viens-tu? Come from signifie venir de. Where do you come from? C'est assez différent que do you come from Dakar? Vous venez de Dakar? Écoutez, listen.
Where do you come from?
I come from San Francisco.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from the U.S.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au cours de notre prochaine leçon de English USA, nous allons voir Martin Lerner qui visite le parc national de Yellowstone. Il demande à des touristes ce qu'ils aiment et ce qu'ils n'aiment pas. Vous apprendrez aussi à exprimer ce que vous n'aimez pas. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Guide, votre guide. I'm your guide. Je suis votre guide. We're going to walk. On va marcher. We're going to walk. Please stay together. Restez ensemble, s'il vous plaît. Please stay together. Please stay with me. Restez avec moi. Stay. Restez. I like the park. I like the forest. I like the mountains. I like the rivers. I don't like cities. Je n'aime pas les villes. I don't like bugs. Je n'aime pas les insectes. Bugs. C'est un terme général pour tous les insectes. Bugs. I don't like bugs. What don't you like? What do you like? What don't you like?
Good morning. I'm Judy. I'm your guide. This is Martin. He is a reporter. He's writing a story about visitors to the park. He's going to ask some questions.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
We are going to walk for 3 hours this morning. Are you ready?
Sure.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Please stay together. I want to see all of you. Let's go.
Judy, do you like your work?
Of course. I like the country. I like the forests. I like the mountains and the rivers. I like the clean air.
Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles. I don't like cities. I don't like hot places.
When did you come here?
4 years ago. I lived in Denver for 2 years. I didn't like Denver. It's a very big city.
Do you like being a guide?
Very much. I'm outside all day. I don't like being inside.
Where do you live?
I live near the park. Please, stay with me.
I'm going to talk to some of the other people. See you later. Is this your first visit to the park?
Yes, it is.
Do you like parks?
Yes, we like parks. We live in the east, but we like the parks in the west. This is my wife.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
What do you like here?
I like the animals.
What don't you like?
I don't like the people.
There are many people.
I don't like the bugs.
What don't you like?
I don't like camping.
But I like camping. Do you like camping?
No, I don't like camping.
Men like camping.
I don't.
I don't.
Il y a des choses, des événements, des activités ou des gens qu'on n'aime pas. Écoutez bien comment on dit « je n'aime pas ». I don't like. C'est la contraction de « I do not like ». I don't like. Rappelez-vous, avec un verbe, I don't like camping. I don't like walking. I don't like talking. Ou bien, l'infinitif du verbe, I don't like to camp. I don't like to walk. I don't like to talk.
I don't like cities. I don't like hot places. I don't like Denver. I don't like being inside.
What don't you like?
I don't like the people. I don't like bugs. Do you like camping?
No, I don't like camping.
Répondez, yes, I like, si vous aimez quelque chose. No, I don't like, si vous n'aimez pas. Essayons ensemble. Do you like camping? Aimez-vous le camping? Yes, I like camping. Do you like bugs? No, I don't like bugs. Do you like cities? Aimez-vous les cités? No, I don't like cities. Do you like the country? Aimez-vous la campagne? No, I don't like the country. Do you like walking? Yes, I like walking. No, I don't like walking. Allez-y maintenant. Répondez aux questions de Martin Lerner.
Do you like camping? Do you like bugs? Do you like cities? Do you like the country? Do you like walking? Thank you for your time. See you later.
Okay.
Hello. How are you?
I don't like walking.
Don't you like the park?
I love the park, but I don't like walking. I like driving.
She doesn't like walking. She likes sitting.
He doesn't like the park. He likes cities.
See you later.
What do you like? Encore une fois, qu'aimez-vous? What do you like? C'est très simple. Vous répondez. I like the country. J'aime la campagne. I like forests. J'aime les forêts. I like rivers. J'aime les rivières. I like to walk. Avec un verbe, le verbe se met à l'infinitif. Ou bien, I like walking.
I like this.
It's beautiful. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, it is. Look at the fish.
Do you like fishing?
Yes, I do.
I don't like fishing. I like walking. I like moving. I don't like sitting.
I don't like fishing. I can't talk. I like talking.
Are we going to sit here?
Let's watch the river.
Voilà, vous venez d'entendre la 28e leçon de English USA. Vous devriez à présent pouvoir exprimer assez facilement ce que vous aimez et ce que vous n'aimez pas. Exercez-vous à haute voix en pensant à vos activités régulières et à votre goût de certaines choses. Until then, practice hard. Goodbye. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph. You can find us on Facebook, Anglais Télé. Back to where we are with Kadiatou Touré.
Traoré.
Traoré, I'm sorry. Thank you for the correction, Kadiatou.
No problem, Michelle.
And Kadiatou is my colleague in the Bambara service.
Mm-hmm. I host Malikura show.
She hosts Malikura. Yeah. Okay.
Monday through Friday. Yeah.
Every weekday.
30-minute show.
Okay.
And at, you know, in Mali, GMT time, between 9:30 to 10
okay.
p.m.
Now, we have been looking at some of the poems of Maya Angelou, and my question to you, do you think the average person in Mali has heard of Maya Angelou?
That
or maybe a student of English? Or?
Yeah, maybe. Some of, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And so we're here to share some of her poems, even if you don't understand everything, because poetry sometimes is mysterious,
exactly.
And you have to read it several times.
Right.
You can now go look on the internet or in an old bookstore. You can go look for Maya Angelou's poems and discover for yourself how amazing she was.
Exactly.
So there is a poem here that I chose when I thought of my colleague here. I thought, what poem would really be interesting to have Kadiatou speak? And I thought of this one, Phenomenal Woman.
That's wonderful.
What do you think of the title?
The title is a big title, is a shock, Phenomenal Woman. When I heard that, automatically I think about, you know, the woman who is ready for her freedom, the woman who is empowered, you know, through, how do you call, a big leadership, and being a big leader, you know, got something from the woman, for all women around the world.
Absolutely. I think it's a universal message.
Exactly.
That speaks to not just women,
exactly.
But to humanity.
Exactly.
To remind
Michelle.
Them.
That's right.
Of what women really are.
Right.
We are the cradle of humanity.
Right.
We carry humanity.
Right, Michelle.
So that adjective, phenomenal, that's very appropriate.
C'est, comme on peut le dire en français.
Phénoménal.
Phénoménal. Une femme extraordinaire.
That's it. So our engineer is going to help us along with a bit of Cora, and we're going to hear you, please,
okay.
Read some of this beautiful poem.
Pretty woman wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I am a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me.
Wow.
That's me.
That is amazing.
Thank you, Maya Angelou.
I will say thank you too, and I'll read a bit. Can I follow into your footsteps and read a little?
Yep. Go ahead.
I walk into a room just as cool as you please. And to a man, the fellows stand and fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing of my waist, and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenal woman, that's me. Wow.
It's a very, 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 very amazing poem.
So,
poetry.
Do you think that...
From Maya Angelou.
How would you explain the combination of light and funny and deep at the same time?
This is a human joy. I think for me, she expresses, you know, the human joy. Woman is a light. Woman is, you know, so beautiful. The nature gave to the human. You see, woman is, when she said, phenomenal woman.
And what I like about that choice is that every woman recognizes themselves in this.
Absolutely.
Every woman. This is not excluding.
Whatever you from, you know, you are an intellectual woman, or you from a rural area, or you from another area, I think everybody could, every woman around the world could, you know, recognize true that poetry.
Absolutely, true attributes. So I would say in that regard, Maya Angelou has touched a deep, essential human quality that all of us share.
Right. That's true. I agree with you, Michelle. I agree with you. And she said, you know, a big, big toll from woman dignity, from a woman leadership, from the woman empowerment, from
Empowerment. I wanted to make sure that we understood.
Empowerment.
Okay.
And women, I already said women dignity.
Dignity.
Dignity, behavior, and how generally women can give
from the heart, just naturally.
From the heart, exactly.
And that's a secret, like she said. You can't describe where that secret is.
Yep. It's too big.
Well, thanks, Kadiatou. On that note, we're going to close this little session of Anglais Télé with Kadiatou Traoré and Maya Angelou.
Merci, Michelle.
And I'm just so pleased to have been able to share this with you. And to everyone, please go and discover this beautiful poet for yourselves. And if you don't understand right away, just read it over and over again. And, you know, some deep message will hit you.
I would like to thank you to invite me here in Anglais TV.
You're welcome.
And it's so important to us, Michelle, as an immigrant from a Francophone area, to come to your show and to express my thought about that big poet, which is Maya Angelou.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I think everyone here is going to thank you because of your courage to even look at these poems. They're not easily understandable, but the message is just so clear.
Yeah. Maya Angelou était une grande dame.
Une très grande dame. A phenomenal woman.
A phenomenal.
Phenomenal woman. Thanks for sharing. See you next time on Anglais Télé. Afrique vous présente Learning English, un programme entièrement en anglais, tous les soirs, pour vous aider à vous familiariser avec cette langue. Vous retrouverez dans ce programme la lecture posée, les phrases et le vocabulaire spécialement choisis pour faciliter la compréhension de l'anglais parlé. Et donc, rendez-vous sur VOA Afrique pour plus d'anglais avec Learning English à partir de 21h30 TU après English USA sur FM, sur VOA Afrique.